Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for your caring to be present. The meeting of the Inner Circle has always been intended to provide us with some real support in realizing how we have leverage and what we can do to have more leverage as a result of seeing the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, death, and all of the degradation, the violation, and all of that which makes life somewhat arduous for so many. I am always addressing our right response to it, to come to a point and place where we are fully engaged in loving ourselves, loving that which is the source of our being, honoring the ones through whom we've come, and coming to a point and place where we respect the reality that we did not create ourselves. We do not maintain and sustain ourselves. It is the breath, and it is the elements of the air, the water, the earth, the fire, and all of that which constitutes the intelligence of existence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody. And I'm asking you to ask yourself, if we are in such a dynamic reality of life itself, the greatest gift, the greatest wealth, the greatest peace, poise, power, potency comes in our harmony with it, then why in the hell is sickness, illness, disease, and death multi-trillion-dollar business? And how is it that we think that we should have all manners of prosperity and nice things and all of this and destroy the greatest gift that we were given, which is ourselves, our children, our lineages, a legacy of our lineages, and to come to a point and place where we have just been cash cows in multi-trillion-dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death? I'm saying it's complete insanity. I've had it up to here with the foolishness. We need to be in a place and space, and I'm the one to say yes, we should be in a place and space where we're exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our honoring, our supporting, our realizing that we will never have a greater gift than life itself, and that the gift of God is your life itself. And to come to a point and place where you honor it, respect it, rejoice in the blessedness of being this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent where you are not supporting the violation of other intelligent creatures and then allowing their carcasses to rot in your body temple, poisoning your blood and creating all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, and all of the stuff that they're giving you medications, but they're never really giving you an inner understanding as to what is the source of your sickness, illness, and disease. And they may say, oh, well, you need to lose a little weight or you need to change your diet, but they really do not reinforce us in realizing that the body is perfectly and divinely designed, and we are not designed for 98% of what we can get in the stores on the shelves. And so I am the reflection of you in knowing that each of us is here to self-realize, self-actualize, and walk in the integrity of who we each are as the personification of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. To be in a place and space where godliness and right alignment with the will of existence is literally first nature for us, not sinfulness. Not being in a place where we're addicted to all manners of things, sugar being the gateway drug that we're given as children that opens the way for all other addictions, and we have not come to a point and place as women, as mothers, as grandmothers, as aunties, as teachers, as nutritionists, as nurses, as personal care workers, where we are on the front line of shifting and changing the whole trajectory in terms of people thinking that they can be employed by all of these companies that are producing and manufacturing and distributing and advertising that which has absolutely no nutrition and then have it marketed to our children. And then we're purchasing it and we're providing it. And our children are being fed like kids and treated less than your automobiles. I'm just saying, we're in a place and space where we can shift this whole trajectory. We do not have to continue to participate in our own demise. We have the opportunity to realize that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, whatever you want to refer to it as. I call it the cosmic I am, because each of us are able to affirm the I am presence that we each are. And that presence has an inherent integrity in the exertion and the exaltation of a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine itself or any of other parts of itself, because that's all there is the self. And so in this now moment, I'm encouraging us to realize how important it is for us to realize how important we are to this now moment. And many, many ones will say, well, Jesus ate fish and they used to and they did this and they did that. And I say, were you there? And maybe you were there eating all that fish while you coming again. And then you still don't have enough sense not to be eating shit that's going to, stuff that's going to rot in your body. I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we need to be current. We need to be present. We need to acknowledge that there is presence that is all there is as existence itself. And to be in a place and space where you realize that you know how you feel. You know how you feel. You know what's going, maybe you don't know what's going on in your system. You know if your bowels are not moving 2-3 times a week or whatever, not moving every day, that something is wrong. You know that when your hands and your legs and your arms and everything is swelling up, that there's something wrong. You know that when you can't get rid of headaches and you have headaches consistently over time and migraines and whatnot, they're just giving you pills and pills and pills, there's something wrong. And why are we not asking? Knocking, seeking, applying ourselves, because we were told to know the truth. Seek the truth. Be in the reality that we are not here to suffer. We were never intended by the will of existence to be cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease. And for those who work so hard and who apply themselves to saving their money, investing their money and whatnot, just to end it in paying all kinds of medical expenses because of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and this and that and the other. So you still leave without your life currency, and then you have not left anybody anything other than piles of debt and pain and the memory of your suffering. And for all of those who are grieving right now, my heart goes out to you. For all of those ones who have had to see and witness and be caretakers for those whose life force has literally been sucked dry because of decades of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this. But we have to realize that if your parents, if your aunties, if your siblings have been doing the same thing and you're doing the same thing that they did, you're on the same path. And I'm here to remind us that our lives are our gifts. For all of the sickness, illness, disease, and death, for all of the diagnoses, the prognoses, and all of that, you have paid for it. It did not come free, and it was not foundation for your existence. It's something that has been accumulating over time, contraindicating, and we're in a place and space where we need to realize what more we can do to become free from all of that. Doctors do not have to be a part of your life. Medication does not have to be a part of your life. Sickness, illness, and disease do not have to be a part of your experience. And just because so many other ones are having that as their experience does not mean that you and yours should go that way. And ones want to have exalted thought. But it's very difficult to have exalted thought and to realize the phenomenalness of being as the ascendants or descendants of great ones, great thinkers, astronomers, and scientists, and, you know, the ones who did the first heart surgeries and all of that. You understand the foundation of civilization being those who are very melanin dominated people across the planet of African heritage, origin, background, and concern. And then those of us who should be even more dynamic have been under siege for generations so that we are not walking in the integrity of the truth of our own authenticity, the truth of our genius, the truth of our ingenuity, the truth of all of that which we have capacity for as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And so no matter where you are in the progression of your life or the progression of your death, you have the opportunity to decide to do something better for yourself with this new day. You have the opportunity to really be ever more committed to life on behalf of all of those ones who we have lost because they've lost their battle with whatever. But to fight in this now moment is to fight self, to be warring and to be facilitating warring is the evidence of being out of alignment with the intelligence of being, because there's only one intelligence. And so to war against one other, you're still warring against self. And there are no ones who can truly be successful in life without a care to be committed to living and to be committed to the laws that govern our living. And so it matters that we care to be victorious and triumphant. But in order to really be victorious and triumphant over all of the issues, getting off your meds, getting off the dialysis, getting out of surgeries, putting stents and shunts and all kinds of things in your arteries, your blood vessels. And I'm just saying, whatever the procedures are, they do not facilitate your healing. Having your thyroid removed, having your tonsils removed, having your gallbladder removed, having your kidneys removed, or other people's kidneys, none of it is facilitative of healing. I am exalting the reality that we are animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we have the capacity to heal, to be completely whole, to shift this whole orientation towards feeling as though as you're aging, you're supposed to be getting sick. You're supposed to be getting fat. You're supposed to be declining. You're supposed to be degenerating. I'm saying that is being adulterated by 21, being fed like kids. We were never kids. We've always been children of the absolute and supreme intelligence. No matter how old we are, you can get to be 90, 95, 100, 120, 30, 150, 180, 190, 200, 250, whatever your age, I'm going to say it's just a whisper in eternity. So why are we excited about dying? Why are you rushing to be in a place and space where, yes, you're going into the great unknown, in the midst of being present in that which is beauty, that which is miraculous, that which is phenomenal, that which is absolutely life itself. Did y'all look at, and I'm in Atlanta, I don't know where y'all at, but the sky was absolutely insanely beautiful. I'm like, I'm in heaven. It was like, it's like a realization of being in heaven and the hellaciousness that so many are experiencing is because the hellaciousness is in the body. It's charged upon the blood. We're having to come to a point and place where we are literally cleansing the blood, creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and all of that. And y'all be like, well, how we gonna have fun if we ain't getting high and we ain't smoking and we ain't drinking? How we gonna have fun? Y'all go ahead and have as much fun as you want to killing yourself, but who's gonna remember you for anything other than being insane? Adama, you really don't have to come like that. I really do, because this is really insane. It's crazy. Y'all don't think it's crazy to have people dying like this and we're already in the realm of eternity? You don't think that it's somewhat off for people to feel entitled to be killing themselves, entitled to be burning their lungs? that businesses are being licensed serving that which undermines the natural functioning and intelligence of those who should be intelligences of existence, the progenitor of lineages as men and the perpetuator of lineages as womb men, and we have everything available to us to undermine our life force, our life currency, to suck us dry. And y'all don't think anything is wrong with that. And I'm saying, yes, there is a lot that's not right with it, because everything gift of life. And people say, well, you know, tobacco is natural. I said, you don't find cigarettes and cigars on any trees anywhere at any time. And to have 140 some chemicals in cigarettes so that they will burn whether they're being drawn upon or not, and poison the air and poison anybody in the vicinity of it, is to know that these things are legal, but it's not lawful. To legalize killing, legalize oppression, systemically support the undermining and the oppression of everything and everybody is the fullness of what other ones, and I am saying it is totally anti-Christ. So there were certain persons who came into office that they would say, oh, well, he's the Antichrist. No, the system is Antichrist. How do you know? Because it is supporting the violation, contamination, and the pollution of the bloodstream. When we were young, and other ones are still saying that salvation comes through the blood of Christ, to be in a system that supports the contamination and the pollution of your bloodstream, which is going to marginalize your capacity to even think the greater thoughts, to even harmonize with the greater will of existence, to even be in a place where your energies, your talents, your skills, and your abilities can be a part of that which is the collective good for the collective whole, which is like right, which is the light. And then we are becoming cash cows in the surgeries and the butcheries and all of that. And I'm saying at this particular point in time, we do not have to continue to go in this direction. We have had and we see the evidence of the ill of it all. And so at this point, I'm saying, let us live for life. Let us come to a point and place where we are committing our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our spirits to that which is intelligence, that which is light, that which is love, that which is peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, the sensibility, the care, the awesomeness, the dynamic of what it is to be a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Why would you be killing yourself when you are already this point of an absolute and supreme presence that is eternal? We've come into this realm of eternity from another realm of eternity through the sacred fluid of our mother's wombs and the sacred fluid of our fathers. And then to be inundated with a system of oppression where we got no support in realizing the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all being. The divide and conquer frequency. The people, we the people, have to come to a place. If you care to thrive, if you care to really live, if you care to be free from a tragic date with fate, sickness, illness, and disease, and decisions lead you right to your death. When you got up in the morning, you weren't planning on dying. When you got up, you weren't planning on dying that day. Some people plan to die today. Some people know they're going to die today. But to make a decision to go places and to do this and to do that, and that is ends your life, that was a tragic. We are here to know destiny. Destiny comes as a result of our fullness of our commitment to be loving, to be in the light of the laws that govern us. Our destiny comes as a result of us developing our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities so that we are working towards the wholeness of all there is and being in a place where we respect it, that we are sitting in the divinity of our own authenticity as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and the decisions that we are making are decisions that are going to be in the best interest of ourselves as well as everything and everyone else. But to sit in boardrooms and invest in things that undermine the life force of people and say, oh, well, you know, sister, they're going to eat that anyway, so I might as well, you know, get in on it. you understand, in terms of what's being sold in the vending machines, in terms of, you know, the all of the stuff that is being sold to people that has no nutritional value. It's not oxygenating. It's not hydrating. It's not mineralizing. It's not alkalizing. It doesn't facilitate cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, consciousness expansion. But we have the responsibility to know that that's what consumption, or that which is fuel for our bodies, that's what it will do for us. This stuff that they call food, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and ostrich and crocodiles and alligators and all of this, who knew that people were eating 400,000 sea urchin a year? Trillions of animals. And then you expect the earth not to raise completely up. You expect her not to shiver, quiver, and quake. You expect the winds not to blow in the waters. We as a humanity, wherever we are on the planet, when we are clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying our bodies, and literally infusing our love of life upon every fiber of our being, we begin to set a whole nother precedent, because the power of love is greater than all of the other. But if you don't know love of self, if your appetites and your desires keep leading you down a path of sickness, illness, and disease, then you've never known love and you've never been in your light. But that's the intention of the oppression. That's the intention of a world conquering rampage of divide and conquer. That's the intention of genocide through free enterprise, is to make sure that we are unable, incapable, inept, and not even caring to glorify and honor the lineages through whom we've come. To be on a DNA lockdown when our DNA holds the frequency of the richness and the wealth of our inheritance through our ancients. Because there's nothing here that these people have given us through education, religious training, indoctrination, and all of that, that is greater than what we have come into the realm with through our genealogy, through our inheritance. And the duty, obligation, and responsibility that we have as women to know how to be the perpetuators of our lineages, to know how to love and honor and support and literally create a legacy through our lineages, and to be men, the progenitor of lineages, those who are responsible for provision and protection, for discipline, for guidance, for exemplifying godliness, righteousness, lovingness. But it's very difficult to do when the blood has been defiled. And this is where and why I continue to speak to these issues. Because until there is a full boycott of the death industries, where we will not buy it, we will not eat it, and we will not work for the companies that are producing it, that's when I can stop. But until then, I am exerting, exalting, encouraging, and reminding you that there is nothing that you can do that makes sense as long as you are not honoring, loving, respecting, appreciating, and being filled with an attitude of gratitude for the blessedness of your being as living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to have been supported in believing that you're supposed to be dying is just a trick. You don't see death anywhere in the air. I say, oh, look at the chemtrails and all that. I say, look at the rest of all there is. We are in flotation and rotation in eternity. We are living in a rainbow. And you are perfectly and divinely designed. And you're perfectly and divinely designed to be some of the most dynamic spirits in this realm, because this is our now moment of eternity. And each generation, in the will of existence, each generation should become more dynamic than the previous one. And each generation has their opportunity for maturation. And in maturation, we have the opportunity to set a greater precedent to ensure the progression of the lineage. But instead, no, what y'all want to do, y'all just want to eat yourselves to death and screw yourselves to death and be in the path of death. And I'm saying that's a program, and we can deprogram from it. I don't care where you are in the process. Every atom and every cell of your being completely charged with your will and your desire for the fullness of who and what you actually are as intelligence of existence, as some of the most creative and dynamic spirits on the planet. And just because you've been a little oppressed and you got a little bit of stuff that needs to get out, maybe some of a lot of stuff that needs to get out, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified. What? Yes, you can get rid of that gut. What? You can get rid of all of that that ain't yours. There's so much that ain't yours. And that which is yours is duty, obligation, and responsibility to honor and glorify the lineages that you represent and to be in a place where you're loving that which beats your heart and breathes you with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might to the glory and on behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, and for our full participation as the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God in this realm, in our now moment. To live a life where you never committed to living is to never have truly lived. And that's the real tragedy and travesty. To have been given the gift and never became the gift. You're in a now moment of eternity, listening to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am in consistent prayer that you are inspired to go deeper, to reach higher. So grateful for your consistency over time in listening and attuning, because we have heard so much in the programming that is a program. In order for it to get into your cells, it has to be repetitious. And we have been hearing lies and things all of our lives. And so the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God, Goddess, is that what we're having to really take into our spirit to realize that this time is our time. This time is precious time. This time is the time for us to realize that we are in the realm of timelessness, in the realm of eternity already, and that the moments that we have, 50, 60, 70 years, and some of, you know, the youth are passing away earlier. Suicide is on the rise. We have to realize that we have the collective duty, obligation, and responsibility to flip this script, to come to a point and place where it matters to us how we walk, to begin to visualize and image our creating a realm where there is no sickness, illness, and disease, because there are no corporate deities of death, making sure that everybody has access to that which has absolutely nothing that oxygenates, hydrates, mineralizes, alkalizes, facilitates cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation. And so it should not even be so readily available, particularly marketed to children. So when we are literally concerned about what we're seeing in the world, then understand that everything starts inside. We're having to realize that in this realm of eternity, that we have to pay attention to that which we are internalizing, that we are having to create the inner sight, the insight, the inner vision to do that which allows us to no longer be supported by any enemies when you are not a detriment to yourself. To realize the real eye that sees through every eye. To be in a place and space where you are truly caring to walk the face of this earth in the integrity of the truth of the all that you actually are, in terms of the identity that we each share as living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it's as a result of there being an agenda that has not properly prepared us for true success in meeting and exceeding the purposes in being on the planet, then we're having to realize that there really is no success if we have no understanding resolute standing, intention to be standing with, standing under, overstanding, standing with that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us and has absolute law that is an inherent part of existence. And we have not been supported in understanding that. We've not been supported in harmonizing with it. We've been fed that which undermines the integrity of who we are as this points of it. And so now we're having and we're seeing the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease that has come from there being an agenda that is the escalation of imperialism, capitalism, the lie of white supremacy, and our coming to a point where we realize that every being exerts a full effort in its living. It is the nature of what it is to be intelligent. And because we're in an ocean of nothing but cosmic consciousness on a planet that is as big as a period at the end of a sentence, but this planet provides us everything, but it is the intelligence of man that is the intelligence of woman and man that allows us to have access to everything. So to disrespect the gifts that we've been given, the greatest gift being our lives, and to realize that there is no greater gift than life itself. There literally is no greater wealth than life itself and the intelligence with which we've been imbued and infused. And coming to a point and place where we are clearing our way, we're liberating ourselves, we're coming to a point and place where we're making the most of the time that we've been given, because we understand that people help make the world go round, but we're having to be in a place and space where we're not just acknowledging ourselves as people, we are really reclaiming and stepping into the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of who we are as these points of the presence of God personified in these bodies, which should be its temples, because that's what we're here to do. Now, who told you that? How were you prepared for that? But we can't be prepared for that drinking phosphoric acid and caramel colors and aluminum cans and plastic bottles and all of this stuff with artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, aspartame, Equal, all of this garbage. And we've been getting it since we were children, not just the white sugar, but the red dyes, the blue dyes, the yellow lake, all of this stuff in the Kool-Aid, the Powerade, the Gatorade, all of this. And I'm just saying, how is it that those professional ones, those ones who are lawyers, those ones who are judges, those ones who are councilmen, senators, congresspeople, you understand, mayors, all of them, nobody is literally exalting the right of children to not be poisoned in a system of oppression, that no one, for all of the education that we have, all of the degrees, all of the positions that we have, that nobody is really advocating for us to have right to our lives and to be freely gifted that which is going to promote optimum cellular functioning, oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, so that we are consistently in repair and healing and consciousness expansion. That is what life should be about. And that's what those who want to be considered as intelligent beings should be, that intelligent. Otherwise, to be so miseducated, so religiously indoctrinated, so deluded, so polluted, that you cannot stand on behalf of life and feel entitled to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death without realizing that the seeds which you sow, that which you expend your life currency on, you're going to reap a harvest that is consistent with where you have sown and what you've sown. And so for all of these professional ones to be experiencing the breast cancer, the uterine cancer, the prostate cancer, the ovarian cancer, all of this stuff, plus all of the other things that they're dealing with in terms of the dementia and the Alzheimer's and all of the decline, we do not have to continue to support a system of oppression. We can bypass it. We can hold ourselves in the oneness of knowing that we are all immersed in nothing but the sanctity and the divinity and the sacredness of being directly. And we can make sacred our lives. But the sacrifice is not too much. It's not too much to sacrifice eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, drinking alcohol, tobacco, all of that. But see, the issue that makes it hard are the chemicals that are in these things that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we have to exert a full effort. It's not impossible, but you have to exert a full effort to discombobulate the programming. You understand? To deprogram, to allow the spirit that is you, the spirit that is of God that is you, the spirit that is the gift of God as you, you understand? To be in a place and space where that spirit and that desire to be whole and that desire to be well and that desire to walk the face of this earth in the fullness of your inheritance by virtue of the lineages through whom you've come, that can literally undermine the programming that's happening behind the behavior modifying chemicals, because there isn't anything that man has created that is greater than that which is inherent in being, which is intelligence. And so it matters. And the only reason I keep bringing this conversation up is because we have more and more good people dying on a daily basis, good people who have been socialized to be out of integrity with the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, the mindfulness, the carefulness, the courage, the faith, the confidence, the trust in that which beats their hearts and breathes them. So we're having to come to a point where we are utilizing what we've heard and what we've heard all of our lives to love this absolute and supreme intelligence that is referred to as God with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to honor our mothers and fathers. Let us live to honor and glorify the lineages through whom we've come. To love our neighbors as we love ourselves, but to realize that everything was created perfectly and divinely. So every living being has purpose in being that has nothing to do with them being fair prey for the predator called man and mankind to feed off of their rotting carcasses. That ain't right. It ain't God. But how is it that it is multi-trillion dollar business here? This is the script that we have to flip. It has to make sense. See, the truth in and of itself has the clarity, such profundity that the children can get it because the children are completely intelligent, even though they have been fed all of this stuff that clogs them up. When they hear the truth, particularly those ones who've been called and those ones who've been chosen, those ones who've come through toxic womb and toxic sperm and they've survived it, those ones who have the imprint of legacy of great ones still in their DNA. Let's not forget whose we are. Let's not forget where we are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that supreme intelligence is the gift that is life. So everybody has it. There should be no impoverishment. When you are literally immersed in nothing but the abundance of absolute and supreme intelligence, in an ocean of cosmic consciousness, and every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged with each and every breath from the life force that's in the air, it's everywhere. But if you are clogging your cells, oppressing yourself, then you're not able to be in the full expression of yourself. And that's what creates the sense of unworthiness and undeservedness and adulteration and the shame and the game and the guilt and the blame and the violations against other ones because of the desperation, the not really understanding how to be here. And so it is by virtue of the resubstantiation of the quality of our beings that we have the opportunity to flip the script and to walk as liberated ones. What is liberation? Liberation is where the intelligence of our being has been completely free so that we function harmoniously with all orders of existence. We cannot war against life and survive it. You cannot war against other ones and survive it. The fact that you're warring is the evidence of your having circumvented and undermined your capacity for creating harmony and having an understanding and a spirit of collaboration and cooperation that is the way of God. And so to be immersed in nothing but this absolute and supreme intelligence and to be the personification of high intelligence or supreme intelligence and then don't want to be that and to settle for so less than the best and the light of the truth of yourself, then this is where the insecurity and the fear and the desperation and, you know, being in a place where now the sisterhood is stripping, appealing to the base nature of a man for a dollar. You understand? They say prostitution is the oldest profession, but it's also the evidence of a misalignment with the fullness of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of womanhood and manhood. And we're having to realize that we want to be in a place where we are not a detriment to life and the detriment to the living and a detriment to all of these creatures. And we have really been participating with it. And this is where the karmic debt is. So that when your body temple, when your bloodstream, when your lymph system, when your cells are polluted, contaminated, poisoned with the rot and the decay of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and camels and horses and cats and dogs and rats and snakes and all of the things that people eat all over the world, when the primary law of existence is thou shalt not kill. And so if thou shalt not kill, then thou shalt not eat of the flesh of that which has been killed. And there really is no reason to kill and eat the flesh of an animal because you are really not designed for it. And so what we're seeing is the progression of error of the whole of humanity. And to come to a point in place where we realize that we should be the ascendants of those ones who we've come through. The will of existence is for the progression of the lineages. The end game is for the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God upon the planet, because nothing else is guaranteed success. And so we can pray and ask, as it is in heaven, so shall it be upon the earth. As it is in our inner vision, in the soul of ourselves, as we can think it and feel it, then we can create it. But you do not have the fullness of the levity of the thought when your blood is defiled. Which is why we have so much access to alcohol and tobacco and cannabis and now the vape shops and all of these things. So understand that this is warfare. It's warfare against some of the most powerful people on the planet here on this North American continent, who have been the beneficiaries of every other one's, and that we should be holding ourselves to some accountability in walking this land in the memory of all of those ones whose blood has been spilt in order for this contrived government to exist. And that the concerns of one outweigh what's in the best interest of the many. And this is supposed to make sense. Just because it can make money doesn't mean that it makes sense. Just because it's legal does not mean that it is lawful. Just because so many people are participating with it is not the evidence of the light or the wisdom or the integrity of the high ethic of the people when they're participating in their own demise. When we're managing disease, when we have the capacity to heal, to reverse disease, we're settling for managing disease. We're settling for butchery and surgeries and pharmacology and sorcery and all of this for money. This has to be some of the most impoverished people on the planet to think that there is some prosperity and wealth that you can attain when you do not exert and exalt a full effort to be in harmony with the laws of being, the laws that govern your being, the laws that govern existence, that which makes you whole, that which allows you to walk in your light, that which gives you the fullness of more of the all that you could possibly embrace, and to know that that is the wealth and the richness of who it is we are and what it is we can accomplish. But it is more than money. And just because you have money does not mean that you're wealthy. Just because you worked and slaved and saved and invested and you got all of this money doesn't mean that you really know love. It doesn't mean that you are fulfilling purpose in being. It doesn't mean that you have walked in the integrity of the divinity the high ethic, the morality, the sensibility, the care, the love, the fullness, the honor, the glory, the peace, the poise, the power, the potency that would be available to you if you went for the richness and the wealth of being directly, where you partook and you asked for the more of the light of supreme intelligence, that you really applied yourself wholeheartedly to being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, so that your blood is charged, your blood is highly mineralized, that you are an electromagnetic force here of love, creating a frequency and a vibration where everything and everybody is benefited because you showed up. We have to have a greater vision for who we are and how to be in this realm. Because this is not about just working jobs and saving money and being so sick that all the money you save ends up going back to a system of sickness, illness, and disease. And then to have suffered. And then to see where your children were not. That in the divisiveness of acquiring this and having that and sacrificing this to have that over here, sacrificing children and family so you can have nice cars and nice things and not pay child support, sacrificing knowing how to walk as God so that you can act like a pimp and a whore in the streets. You understand? I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, we have to come back to the truth and the wellness of who we are here. Why we are here. To be radiant and brilliant, to be able to outthink a system of oppression, to be able to be restored and reoriented and regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to be in the integrity of the truth of our identity as the personification of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as men, the progenitor of lineages, as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. And whether we have children that come through our loins and wombs or not, we are here and glorifying the lineages that we represent, because we are doing the cellular liberation for the DNA activation that puts us in a place where we are pulling from our ancients, and they are here helping to restore the kingdoms and queendoms of God, of law, of light, of wisdom, of truth, of peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, creativity, or being vessels of the creator's activity. So it's a lot of creative people out here. A lot of ones that sing and dance and make music and do beats and all of that stuff that they doing, and they are full of garbage. Garbage in, getting out. And a lot of the stuff that I hear in other people's cars with the boom, boom, the boom, it's just garbage. It's nothing that's spiritually edifying or whatnot. And it's like, okay, everybody have the right to their frequency. But do you have the right? Does the system have the right to determine that you do not have and cannot have access to the fullness of that which is your inheritance, the fullness of that which is your birthright, the fullness of that which you're entitled to by virtue of being this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence? There's a system of miseducation and religious indoctrination and capitalism that requires slaves. Does it have a greater right to poison everybody than the children of God have the responsibility to raise up on behalf of us all? On behalf of those ones. See, they stopped giving us a tally about how many people were dying when the lie of COVID began to phase out. But if you were getting a tally of daily, weekly, bi-monthly, monthly, annual, biannual deaths of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and whatnot, then you would know that we are truly in a pandemic that has nothing to do with what these people are telling you, to have you in a place where you're breathing in your carbon dioxide, and poisoning yourself. Heart disease is the number one killer of all people. To have a system and a society that rejoices in its right to be wrong wrongly aligned with the forces and the laws of life itself is a problem. Having a system that thinks it can profit and prosper off of the demise, the degradation, the violation, the depression, the enslavement, the subjugation, the manipulation, the indoctrination, and all of that which literally robs and depletes the life currency of the people, is to know that that system is already a dead system. It's in free fall. The issue for us is caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, because we are here to be the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet. And it's our time. And every day you use your time to do that which aligns you with the forces of life, you are going to prosper. And the prosperity is much greater than what anybody has prepared you to be able to receive. You got to trust and know that you are already rich, you're already wealthy, but you cannot waste it. You cannot throw yourself away. And then at the end of it, think that because you died, you went into the ancestral realm and now you're so wise. I don't think so. We're in a place where life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we're having the opportunity to remember that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we belong to it, and it belongs to us. And its will shall be established upon this planet. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.